Requiem, a Dream SMP fanfiction written by Lou000J and read by Fens and Marshes, with additional tags including religious themes and church prime. Summary. Requiem, noun, a mass for the dead. Nikki Niachu is not a religious girl. And yet, here she stands on the steps of Church Prime, meticulously undoing the leather straps of her netherite armor and placing it carefully into a spare chest someone has left outside. Nikki Niachu had never been one for armor, either. She's found that circumstances can change drastically as of recent events. Ways can be changed. Things can be different. So here she is, footsteps echoing on the cool quartz as she pushes open the door and enters the church. There's a melody playing somewhere, a hidden jukebox in the late afternoon sun. Stained glass casts coloured shadows onto the floor, pews lined up at the end of the room, a great cascade of water in the centre. She's been here before. There's been some changes made since then, though. A new picture of some deity sits against the left wall. The armor stands are missing their regalia, and Nikki scrounges up what little knowledge she has of this religion and dips her hands into the holy water at the center of the room. It's cool, and she doesn't hesitate to splash some against her face, rinsing her bare feet in the current. The melody rises and stutters to a halt, and picks up again. As the disc starts over once again, a hum joins it. Nikki is not humming. With a wrenching heart, she realizes she is not alone in the church after all, and she pulls her feet out of the water so quickly she nearly slips, peeking her head around the waterfall and there is Tommy, standing on a pew in his bare feet, his back to her. He seems to be washing the windows. Hello. Nikki calls, ignoring the spiral of rage, hate, anger, upset in her gut, in favour of not starting shit in the Holy Land. Tommy whips around like he's been burnt, shoulders jumping, eyes darting every which way until they come to land on her face. He immediately relaxes. Some part of her whispers he shouldn't be so comfortable after all she's done. A small smile gracing his face as he shifts down. There's a bucket on the floor by his feet, one he dipped the rag he'd been washing windows into. Nikki, he greets casually. You're not really a regular here. He moves with a confidence and familiarity that assures Nikki he is. No, she admits, shuffling her feet. In front of them both, the bell sits innocently, polished to a shining perfection. I thought I would come, though, just for a bit. Today I was feeling... She trails off. She has no way to explain what she'd been feeling, only that she had been. Tommy just nods, a calm, almost determined look on his face. I know what you mean, he says. He's got far too many scars and far too few years under his belt to look as wise as he does in this moment, shadowed by purple and white. You can just sit if you want. I'm cleaning. Won't bother you. It's church. He says it so simply that Nikki is compelled, moving along the white corridor path to the pews. She chooses one on the side opposite him, dragging her hands along the carefully carved spruce length of it, and then tenderly sits. Thank you, she says. Tommy rubs the back of his neck, then nods. No problem. He's flushing a bit. He's always had that habit around her, getting caught up and stumbling over his words, probably due to the fact that he's a boy and has only ever known boyhood. She knows his family of men and their honour. Nikki shudders to think of growing up without her own mother. What must it be like to have none at all? But Tommy doesn't blather on after that. He just turns back to the window washing and the quiet humming along with the melody in the jukebox, and Nikki sits. She stares at the bell on the altar, hands clasped in her lap delicately, hair pulled up and back. Wisps drape into her face as she lowers it slightly, staring at her fingers. Her nails are chipped. There's a splash of water and the sound of a bucket hitting the floor, ringing out across the room. Nikki hardly reacts, and Tommy exhales, and then his feet pound against the floor until they're right behind her. She wonders if he knows how loud his every movement is, if he knows how at home it sounds in the echoing chamber of this place. "Do you know any prayers?" Tommy asks, brash. "No," Nikki says. Not by heart, no. I've heard a few." Whispered memories of hushed prayer in Pogtopia, Tommy sitting by his homemade shrine. Phil, once or twice, pressing fingers to his forehead and muttering out words she doesn't think he truly believes in. Ranbu, stumbling over words read from a pocket prayer book he carries, marked up and worn. "Okay," Tommy says quietly. "Okay. Do you want me to?" The question hangs in the air. Nikki considers it, then nods. "Cool," Tommy breathes. "Cool, come here." When she looks up, he is kneeling on the floor by the altar, head cocked to look in her direction. She meets his gaze and he meets hers, and they sit for a moment in silence. Then Nikki moves to get up and kneel by his side. "Just be comfortable," Tommy suggests when she hesitates with her hands. They end up clasped in her lap. His own are on his knees, balled into fists. "I'll just say something basic." Behind them, the music soars. Tommy tilts his head, shuts his eyes. Nikki studies him for a second, the tension in his shoulders. He must trust her a lot to be doing this, she thinks, and then closes her own eyes with a light exhale. "Okay," she says. "I'm ready." Tommy's voice is steady and sure as it rises and falls with the lines of music. "O goddess," he begins, "lady of my soul and heart, take my sister's soul and comfort her in these trying times. Take her hurt and sorrow and carry it up with thee. Protect her against harm, make sure she..." Tommy falters for just a moment. "Make sure she knows she is loved," he continues a second later. "And appreciated, and let her be comforted in thought and body and find nothing against her." Warmth pricks the corners of her eyes. Nikki Niichu is not a religious woman, but here in the church, by the side of a boy she thought too bold for his own good, she weeps requiem for the girl she used to be. Thank you for listening. I'm not religious, so I don't know why the Church Primers and Actual Church fix hit me so hard, but they always have. And also just Nikki Niichu, my beloved, like, I need more stuff centered around her, which is why I recorded this for the road, what is it called? I can't even remember. Road something challenge. Road not taken? Road less traveled. I took the road less travelled by, something, 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 something. That's a poem, I'm pretty sure, I don't know. Anyway, thank you for listening, I'll shut up now. Have a good one.